In an email to students, ASU says the university has the expectation that all students enrolled in an on-campus learning program will be vaccinated against COVID-19. Students are encouraged to get their shots and then submit proof of vaccination to the university. Those that do not or cannot are still allowed on campus, but they'll have to submit a daily health check, get tested for COVID twice a week, and wear masks both inside and outside on campus. Vaccinated students will not have to do any of those things. The announcement has upset some at the state capitol. Governor Ducey says he'll issue an executive order that will, quote, ensure the success of policy is never enforced, end quote. The governor also plans to ask the legislature to make that order a law. With us for just a few minutes to talk more about this is ASU President Michael Crow. Dr. Crow, good morning.
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
I'm fine. So just give me your expectation on this, considering I presume a lot of time and planning went into this. Reaction from the capitol, especially the governor, are you surprised?
Well, I mean, a little bit surprised. I mean, we've been implementing policies at ASU that have kept us fully functional for more than the past year. We've been more open than most. We've been, you know, maximum enrollment, maximum graduation rate. And then for the fall, we're excited about everybody coming back. So then, but we decided to take the route of not making vaccines mandatory. Some universities have made that choice along with us. And then we turned to the CDC for our guidelines of what do you do with the folks that aren't vaccinated? And they say you need to continue testing and masking and so forth. So basically, we're following CDC guidelines here, very, very closely. Now, I'm hopeful that little of this will actually be required in the long run. But what we're doing is, you know, as you know, Steve, we're an institution different than a local public school. We have students from all 50 states, 130 countries, all coming back together. Tens of thousands of students in close proximity. So when we asked the CDC for the special guidelines for institutions of higher education, which are different than the general guidelines, which are different than the guidelines for even public schools, we turn to those guidelines and they say, for those not vaccinated, continue masking and continue testing. And that's where we are now. And hopefully that's where we won't be by August, but that's where we are now.
Well, so how challenging or not has it been to get students and others to want to be vaccinated, whether or not there's a requirement?
Nearly everyone that can be vaccinated is being vaccinated. We're very excited about that. Most of our staff, the vast majority of our staff, in fact, they are vaccinated. We had an interruption with the J&J vaccine in the spring semester. Most of our students are getting vaccinated. Most everybody's getting vaccinated, a higher percentage than the general population. So the key for us was, well, what do we do about the others to ensure their safety? And the CDC said continue testing. By the way, the daily health check, we've had that in place for over a year. It takes about 8 or 9 seconds to do it. It's a computer-based thing. You're just checking in. So there's nothing new here in these policies for us. It just means that the old policies stay in place for those that choose not to get vaccinated, and those that choose to get vaccinated, well, the pandemic is over for them.
So when a particular lawmaker may say, the science should guide us, and then you're saying the CDC is, in fact, guiding what you're doing. Do you kind of shake your head at that? Do you think it's political?
Well, there's a little bit of confusion. I think, Steve, there's a little confusion. So people think that the general thing that's going on in the country applies to everyone equally. Well, it doesn't. So hospitals have their own CDC guidelines. Universities have their own CDC guidelines. And so I think what happened here was there might have been some confusion about, you know, where we were going, some concern that we were overreaching. We're not overreaching, you know, we're operating in the modality for full functionality in the fall with everybody not being vaccinated. Most universities are asking everyone to be vaccinated, all students, all faculty, all staff. Hundreds and hundreds of universities have already made those choices. We are allowing people to make a choice, and we just want to be protective to the CDC guidelines of those that aren't vaccinated.
So finally, Dr. Crow, if there is misinformation, if there is a feeling that people aren't quite getting it, does that potentially create issues for you as you're trying to open up in the fall? Are you expecting there might be some backlash that actually could cause, I don't mean huge problems, but just creating problems that really aren't there?
Well, I mean, I think we'll work our way through it. This is a complicated moment. I understand that, you know, if people read it a certain way, they could feel that it was too onerous. We're constantly issuing updated guidelines as the science informs us. We are following the science very, very closely in every possible way. Up to this point, you know, our students, our faculty, our staff, our community has been very responsive to all of these considerations that we've put in place. We expect that to continue to be the case. And we're going to try to do a better job of communicating what we're doing, where we're going, and why we're doing it. I think people are confused by sort of national opening up policies, and then what's specific to universities, which are very different. And we're going to work on that to get people to understand that a little bit better.
Michael Crow, president of Arizona State University. Dr. Crow, thanks. Take care.
All right. See you, Steve. Thanks.